It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The Asian population in New York City is growing rapidly, and it's also becoming a lot more diverse. Chinese immigrants make up the city's largest group of Asians, but South Asians are also driving the growth. Yet political representation has lagged behind for this group. There hasn't been one South Asian elected to the city or statewide offices. WNYC's Sarah Kate Kramer has been looking into this issue for WNYC's politics website, itsafreecountry.org, and she joins us now. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So South Asian is a kind of catch-all term. What groups make up this community?
Right. There are immigrants from many different countries who have different languages, religions, and cultures. There's people from Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Nepal. Then there are Indo-Caribbeans from Guyana and Trinidad. A common word to refer to people from South Asia and the diaspora is "desi." I started looking at this because from the most recent census, we saw that the number of Asian Indians across the city grew by over 12% to reach about 192,000. But the number of people who check the other Asian box on the form practically doubled to reach over 157,000. So from looking at the data, we know a lot of those people are South Asian, and we'll be getting the exact breakdown in the coming weeks. And what's interesting is that a lot of these new immigrants don't mix back home in their native countries for, religious tensions, political tensions between India and Pakistan, for example. But here in New York, a lot of that seems to go away. In Elmhurst, Queens, for example, I saw a store that advertises itself as Bangladeshi, Indian, and Pakistani grocery. And there was also a line on the awning in Spanish for Latino customers.
So, Sarah, tell us what issues are important to South Asians here in New York.
So from my conversations with leaders in the South Asian community, there's a lot that unifies them here. They're largely concerned about affordable housing, educational opportunities, sufficient health care, parks. A lot of them are small business owners, and they need help navigating city agencies. But of course, some tensions remain, and there are also specific concerns for individual groups, like providing halal food in schools for Muslim South Asians and vegetarian options for Hindu immigrants.
So if there's a growing number of South Asians, why aren't they becoming a political force here in New York?
Well, part of it's the very diversity of the so-called group. There are vast differences culturally, economically, and geographically where they actually live in the five boroughs. And part of it is that immigrants often tend to focus on getting ahead economically in this country before they engage politically. I spoke to Sayu Bajwani, director of a group called the New American Leaders Project. She's working to get people politically engaged here.
Among those who are more active political donors in the South Asian community, they tend to support national races.
Yeah, so she says people have been more focused on non-New York South Asian politicians like Governors Bobby Jindal and Nikki Haley than local and state candidates here. But Reshma Saujani, an Indian American who unsuccessfully ran for Representative Carolyn Maloney's seat in the fall, said that she saw a political awakening during her campaign. And the largest community of South Asian lives in Queens in the city, and it looks like they're beginning to mature politically, particularly around redistricting.
So why do South Asians think redistricting would help them gain some power?
Well, some South Asian community activists say that the way the district lines in Queens are drawn dilutes their political power. And so they're currently advocating for those lines to be withdrawn, to be redrawn. So right now, Richmond Hill, which is home to one of the city's largest South Asian communities, it's divided into two city council districts and five assembly districts. So that makes it hard for the community to vote as a block. I spoke to John Prakash Albert, founder of a group called Taking Our Seat, who wants to create a South Asian plurality district in Southeast Queens.
We're not saying that we want to draw bizarre gerrymandered district lines. As a general rule, if you keep certain pre-existing neighborhoods together, then redistricting would benefit the South Asian community.
Right. So, the idea here is that if there was one district that encompassed the city's big South Asian neighborhood, it would be easier for them to make their case to a candidate. And, notably, it was redistricting changes in Queens after the 2000 census that helped the first Asian American New York City Council member, John Liu, get elected. And he's now city comptroller. And the state's first Asian American Assemblyman, Jimmy Meng, was elected a couple of years later.
Okay, WNYC Sarah Kate Kramer. For more on the South Asian political districts and political power in New York, go to itsafreecountry.org. Sarah, thanks a lot.
Thanks.